Pasuk says, "Vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael." Malamed shayudaim beinem kekaitzim. The Chasam Sofer in Teiras Moshe in Parshas Shmos says a davar nifla. He says that this pasuk of "Vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael" beemes was a tremendous hatava that the Eibush did for Klal Yisrael, because what it did was it protected the Noshim in Klal Yisrael, because the emes is the women were very, very vulnerable. And it's poshit that al piderech hateva, the mitzrim should have violated, they should have defiled the Nasha Yisrael. But the Chasam Sofer says it didn't happen. And he says the reason that it didn't happen was vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael, because they were disgusted in the eyes of the Yidden. And says the Chasam Sofer, that's why in the end of Parshas Emor, we know we have the Parsha where the Pasuk talks about vayetzi ben isha Yisraelis vu ben ish mitzri, the ganze maisa over there with shloimis bas divri lamatei don. There was one shloimis bas divri in Klal Yisrael that you find had a relationship with an Egyptian man. But no one else did. What's pshat nobody else did? It's because vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer said that was the Shmir of Klal Yisrael. It came from this pasuk by Yakutzu bnei Yisrael. That's where Klal Yisrael ends up having a kiyum. And Chasam Sofer says a beautiful isafa. He says that if you look in the pasuk later, the pasuk says in Parsha Shmos, so it says that the Eibush took the chen ha'am and he gave it be'enei Yisrael. It says vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim. Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim. So this is already 180 degrees from Vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael. What's the next pas? Next words. Gamo ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'inei avdei paru be'inei yom. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's the smichus? The smichus is till now they weren't chappening with the Nasha Yisrael. Why not Vayakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael? But now it's Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'inei Mitzrayim. So if they have chein already, so now the women are vulnerable. The teretz was, Gama ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'inei avdei paru be'inei yom. That they were so afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu because he was such a gadol, so they vayit ahead of Shmira. So in that pasuk, Vayiten Hashem eschein ha'am be'inei Mitzrayim, now they need Shmira because they don't have any more the Shmira Vayakutzu b'pnei b'nei Yisrael. So mamish in the same pasuk, Gama ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim be'inei avdei paru u'be'inei yom. The emes is, the Sfar Makdoshim say that the pasuk says that Paro said, he told him the Yaldos, and then he says it again. He says that every boy that's born in Benhu Vamita Noisai, the Embassy V'chaya, the Sfar Makdoshim say that you see that Paro had Shlita on the bottom of Klal Yisrael. But he didn't have shlita on the bonus of Klal Yisrael. And that's the pnimius of the Benhu Vamiten Oysa, because he had shlita over the bonim. The Embassy, the Pashup Shad is because he knew Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. But on a pnimius, the Galevel, he had shlita over the bonim. He didn't have shlita over the bonus. It could be that's part of this oymik here, that he didn't have shlita over the bonus. And the way it was chal, that he didn't have shlita over the bonus, was Vayakut Mibnei Bnei Yisrael. Maybe that's why it was in the schar of the Noshim Tzidkanis, this next Gemara that we're about to learn, that Nigulu Abi say, because on some level they taka weren't captive, they weren't tachas memshelas paroi, and because of that they were able to maybe be oved Hashem in a way that the men weren't able to, and that's why it's beschan noshim tzidkanis nigulav yisena mitzrayim.